Good morning. Today, in the Christian church, we observe Palm Sunday, when we remember Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This is an event mentioned in each of the four canonical Gospels. Palm Sunday marks the first day of Holy Week, a week in which we remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus, who died that we might have new life in Him. Today, as we continue to look at stories of conversion in the Bible, I draw your attention to the conversion of the thief on the cross. When one considers various forms of theft, it would be rather interesting to know just how much is actually lost in Jamaica annually through theft. The story of the thief on the cross is found in the following Bible verses. In Matthew 27, verse 38, in Luke 23, 32 to 43, and in Mark 15, verse 27. Reading Luke's account of the conversion of the thief on the cross, we are told, quote, "Then one of the criminals who was hanged blasphemed him, saying, 'If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.' But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly receive our due reward for our own deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, as I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" My friends, this story is in many ways one of the most touching stories in the Bible. Let's consider the broader setting of the story. The Messiah was revealed, and in the fullness of time, his hour had now come. So Luke tells us that, quote, "When they came to the place called the Skull, there they were crucifying him, and indeed with criminals, one was on the right and the other on the left. In choosing to execute three prisoners on that Friday, Pilate did not realize that he was actually fulfilling Old Testament prophecy concerning the Messiah. For Isaiah in chapter 53 prophesied, quote, that his grave was assigned with the wicked men," end quote. In the early moments of the crucifixion, both thieves joined in the ridicule of the Savior, as the chief priests, elders, soldiers, and passers-by mocked Jesus. And in Mark's gospel, they were told that those who were crucifying him were also insulting him. As the moments of suffering dragged on, the thieves observed the conduct of Jesus, his words, his demeanor, and they observed something significant about Christ. According to Luke, the other criminal continued to hurl the abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But of course, the other thief began to believe in Jesus rather than to continue to rebuke him. "My friends," he said, "this man has done nothing wrong." And he observed the flawless character of Christ and began to put his faith and trust in him. Let me ask you this morning, what lessons can we learn from the conversion of this thief on the cross? We can learn, my friends, that the record of conversion of the thief on the cross is a reminder that we can do nothing to save ourselves. The humble thief was securely nailed to the cross. He could do nothing. He could not walk down the aisle and be baptized and join a church and perform good works. All he could do was to receive the free gift that Jesus offered him, the gift of eternal life. Friend, you can do nothing to save yourself. It's important for you to understand that if you have not yet established a relationship with Jesus, you need to escape hell and the deceitfulness of sin and turn to Jesus in humility and ask him to save you like the thief on the cross. For by grace are we saved through faith. It is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one can boast. The record of conversion of the thief on the cross teaches us that it is worth taking a closer look at Jesus. Friends, as the thief on the cross looked at Jesus, God graciously helped him to see his true identity. This is the same one who was mocking Jesus earlier. You know, it is really a sad and sobering thought that some people will end up in hell, not so much because of rejection of Jesus, but also because of neglect in taking time to properly investigate the claims of Christ. Friend, Jesus is either a liar, a lunatic, or he's Lord. And I want you to know that he is Lord and commands all men everywhere to repent. The record of the conversion of the thief on the cross teaches us that where Jesus is concerned, there is no neutral option. Where Jesus is concerned, my friends, you are either for him or you're against him. There is simply no neutral ground. At the crucifixion of Jesus, as darkness descended on the earth, and as the earth quaked, the spiritual eyes of some persons were opened, and they declared, "Truly, this is the Son of God." So let me ask you, why are you still indecisive? If God is God, serve him. The record of the conversion of the thief on the cross is a powerful reminder of the extent of God's love. With every excruciating breath, our Savior demonstrated sacrificial, selfless love. While in agony, he showed concern for his grieving mother below him and committed her to the care of his disciples. When others mocked him and gambled for his clothes, he interceded for them, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." And when most of us wouldn't even be focusing on those among us, but be focusing on our pain, he noticed the spiritual destitute man beside him and provided him with unshakable assurance, saying to him, quote, "Today I tell you, you shall be with me in paradise." Friend, what a love. God is calling you today to respond to the love of Jesus. No wonder the songwriter says, "When he was on the cross, I was on his mind." The record of the conversion of the thief on the cross shows us that no one is beyond hope. Friend, it is easy to point fingers at others, categorize sins, and strip others of hope because of the enormity of their sins. It's difficult to see our own sins. But Jesus' interaction with this penitent criminal on the cross demonstrates that no one is beyond hope and the reach of Almighty God. The thief was moments away from his own death, a death that he was justifiably facing because of what he had done. But, friends, he reached out to Jesus, and therefore there was good news for him. I want you to know, my friends, that there's good news for you too. Because if you have family and friends, and if you yourself are far away from God, you must understand that it doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what kind of criminal activity you're involved in. Jesus Christ can turn your life around, and you can be a witness for Jesus. You are not too far gone. Jesus stands ready to save all who comes to him in faith. No wonder Fanny Crosby, in 1872, writes in one of her very popular hymns, "The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives," end quote. My friends, there's hope for you. And finally, the record of the conversion of the thief on the cross teaches us that when we die, we go directly into Christ's presence. You know, many people approach the end of their lives with fear, wondering what happened when they die, or what will happen when they die. You know, do people just simply fall asleep? Do they go into some intermittent place and linger there for a while? My friends, we can know for certain that there is such a place as paradise in the New Jerusalem where God reigns. It is not some place in the underworld or in some subterranean regions. Paradise is a garden of God, which is in heaven. Listen to me today. You can know for sure that God, in His love and mercy, wants you to live in Him and with Him forever, so that you can face death in confidence and not in fear. Christ's interaction with the criminal on the cross shone the spotlight on the matter of life after death. And so the Bible teaches that once a believer has died, though his physical body remains on the earth and is buried, at the moment of death, his soul or spirit goes immediately into the presence of God with rejoicing. Jesus said to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Though we won't receive our glorified bodies until Jesus' second coming, we can trust, based on the words of Jesus to this dying man, that those who have relied on Christ for salvation will never be separated from him. Friend, learn from the conversion of this thief on the cross. Today you can cry out to him for him to save you, because our God is still mighty to save. Even at the last moment, there's hope in God. Would you reach out to him this morning? He wants to save you like the thief on the cross. Next week, we consider another story of conversion from the Word of God.